neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
I accepted to go to Galut, to Misraim. So before he goes to the Galut, what did he do?
Hashem came to him.
Right. With
you.
Very nice. So what did he do? Did he do anything?
Sent Shimon, Reuven, send me ahead of time.
Yehuda, right.
Yehuda.
But before it, did he do anything?
Yeah,
he brought the sacrifice. So he got a sacrifice. What type of sacrifice he brought? Is it specified what type of sacrifice it was? In chapter 46. Yeah, chapter 46, Pasuk Aleph. What kind of sacrifice?
It has this in code.
It says he brought a sacrifice for the sake of his father Yitzchak. Yitzchak? Why Yitzchak?
Yitzchak was still alive, no?
No, but here it mentions that Yaakov Avinu Shalom brought a very special sacrifice that relates to his father Yitzchak Avinu. What does that mean? Yitzchak Avinu. He said, I brought the sacrifice, no? Would you bring sacrifice for the people or for Hashem?
Hashem.
For Hashem. So I come here, he says, Elokei Yitzchak.
Because he was the first one, he wants to sacrifice himself for Hashem.
Fine. The first one that brought the sacrifice was Chaim, then Hevel, then Adam HaRishon, Noah. Now we had many that brought the sacrifice, no?
Not personally, some of you did personally.
Fine. Good. Now he almost became a sacrifice. But who brought the sacrifice?
Abraham.
Ah. Why? Where do we see such a thing? There's no such a thing anywhere. No, here we see he invented such a sacrifice. Before he goes to the Galut, and obviously it's a very shocking thing for him to leave Eretz Yisrael, to come to Los Angeles, it's not an easy thing.
No? So he accepted the Kedusha of his father more than himself.
I'm sorry?
He accepted the Kedusha of his father more than the Kedusha of himself.
Fine, but who's more Kadosh, Abraham or Yitzhak?
Abraham.
So now here is a very, very powerful message, and that is the Kedusha Shalom is thanking Ibn Shalom for his attribute of his father. And the attribute of his father was? So he's thanking the Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you for all the Yisurim that you brought for me. All the suffering, all the hardship, all the stress that I went through, it was worth it. And that's why he's bringing a sacrifice for Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. He is so appreciative to Ribono Shel Olam for all the
Yisurim.
All the Yisurim. So now here, Ribono Shel Olam gives him assurance. What did he tell him? Anochi. What did he say? No, Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet.
I come with you.
No. Ered Imecha. And then when he says, what does it mean? What does that mean?
I will go down with you and I will bring you up.
It's exactly not true. Look carefully. He says, Anochi eret imecha. He said, I'll go down first before you. And then he says, Vanochi a'alcha gam alo. Then I send you up before I go up. One more time. He says, I go to the galut before you go. And I send you up before
I go up.
That's very high. It's high? What do you mean it's high? It is impossible. It's impossible. When you feel and you smell trouble, who do you say first? Who?
First yourself.
When there is something good is going on, who you let to grab first?
First yourself.
But here you see a beautiful thing. Hashem says, I'm going to go into trouble first, and then you come after me. But when we're going to go out, I send you up first, and then I'll go after you. And this is the general rule. In every trouble we get in, you have to be sure Hashem is there
already
before you. And when the Yeshua comes, He will send you
up first.
Send you up first before He goes out. Unbelievable. It gives you such a nachat, such a peace, such a strength, such a joy that you know that somebody is there in the trouble before you. And you're not alone.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.